How often in your own life, and you've seen it in the lives of others, it's probably more easy to recognize in their life than it is in your own. But how often people will make a decision, make a judgment, do something, and maybe it's some horrible thing, some terrible thing, some hurtful thing, some embarrassing thing, whatever it might have been. And then immediately they fall down on their knees and start to pray that God make it like it never happened. And of course, God can't do that. I mean, what's happened has happened. What you decide has been decided, and He can't change that. He can help you deal with the consequences, but He can't make it go away. But how often we do that, we make a decision, and then we expect God to suddenly handle all of the details, all the hurt, all the embarrassment, all of the other things, the consequences that happen as a result of my decision. And we can say, well, it's my right. I mean, God gave me that right to choose. And He did. And God said, I will help you also in making your decisions if you ask me before you make them. I can guide you then. Once you have made them, all I can do is help you deal with the consequences. But think about your own life. How often we do that? How often we would do something, say something, and then all of a sudden expect God to wipe it out like it never happened. He can forgive us, and He does. But He said, why didn't you pray before? And I could have given you my Spirit to serve as your guide, rather than to come to me only afterward and expect me to heal it, to take it all away. We know that once it has been done, it's done. If a guy decides to go out and really go on a binge and drive, and he gets arrested for drunken driving, ends up in the slammer for the night, he can't make that go away as much as he would like to. Maybe as much as he is embarrassed, feels like an idiot, and it cost him a lot of money and all that other stuff. But it's too late. He decided to do that. I know a guy one time when he was a very young man. He was like 18 or 19 years old. And so one night he decides he's really going to go out and have fun. So he does, and he really gets himself loaded. And he comes home early the next morning, like 6 o'clock. And when he woke up, finally in the middle of the day, he found out that he got drunk, ran off with some lady and got married, and here he is. And he was very surprised at the consequences. Well, it didn't take long for her to leave, but it took him a lot longer to get over the embarrassment. He made the decision without thinking about it. He made up his mind he was going to have a good time. He didn't care what the consequences were, but he found out it wasn't too nice. Remember, Jesus said to us, we should pray always. He says to His disciples, you should pray always. We kind of say, well, isn't that a little ridiculous? How can we get anything else done? If that's all we do is pray all day, how are we supposed to get anything else accomplished? Well, I think it makes it a little bit clearer when you see that, you know, if we pray before we make decisions, and we have to make decisions every day. That's the freedom of choice that God has given to us. He won't take that away from us. He hopes that we will use it wisely, that we will seek counsel, that we will seek advice, seek His direction, seek the wisdom of the Spirit of God, maybe family members or something like that. He hopes that we will do that and gradually learn to make very good decisions throughout our lifetime. Now, none of us makes perfect decisions all the time, we know that. But if we pray, frequently we will make a better decision than we would if we decided to do it on our own. So when He means that we pray always, it means that we really should be conscious of His presence. He said, I can help you, I can guide you, as long as I know where you're going and what you're thinking about, what decisions you have to make. But if you don't talk to me at all until afterward and come crying and say, oh, I really messed up, can you make it go away? He always says, well, I can't make it go away, but I'll help you. Even though you could have done better if you'd prayed first. I always like the story of Moses in the prayer for so that the Israelites that he was leading would be able to win and conquer enemies that were greater than they were. But how he said, I will go up on the mountain and pray. And the Lord, I guess he made this deal with the Lord that I will hold my hands up in prayer. As long as he did that, Joshua was winning the battle. As soon as he started getting tired and dropped his arms, then he started losing the battle. So Moses realized from his vantage point that he had to keep his arms up in prayer, otherwise the Israelites are going to be defeated, and his choice of Joshua would probably lose him. And so he had his helpers who recognized that when Moses got tired, he needed support. And so they all got together and supported him. And that's what we're supposed to be doing in prayer. You know, we have tough decisions that we have to make, not only individually, but as a nation. We have an election coming up, and probably most of us feel something like I do, that I would prefer they'd start it all over again. But we can't, or at least it doesn't seem that we can now. So what are we supposed to do? You know, maybe neither one is your choice anymore. Maybe neither party represents what you represent, what you believe in, and what you think should happen to our country. So maybe you're in that position. So you can choose one of two ways. You can choose to vote or not vote. If you choose not to vote, you're obviously giving somebody a free ticket to the White House and to whatever positions in Congress or the Senate they will win. So you still have to vote, even though the decision is very, very tough. What are you doing about it? Are you trying to understand the situation? It's very difficult to understand these days. Are you trying to understand what's going on? Are you trying to ask for God's guidance? Have you done that? I've been praying about this for 6 months already. I'm still not sure. But somehow I think as a people, if we truly believe what God says to us, that I can help you make decisions, but pray about it, ask me. I will send my spirit to you so that you make a reasonable, the best decision that you can make. And so are we doing that, say individually? Are we doing that as a nation, as Catholic people in this nation? Are we somehow asking God to help us make our voice heard in this upcoming election and in the years that follow? But you know, we can all complain about it and then afterward complain about the one who's elected. We can all do that, and we usually end up doing that anyway. God can't change that. He could probably if he wanted to work some miracle and just take care of things, but it isn't going to work that way usually. He said, I expect you to pray before your decision. Before you get married, don't you pray and say, is this the one for me? Should I move forward with this person, giving myself to this person and the other party to me? Is it the best decision I can make? And we do that with all kinds of things. Say, what should I study in school? Should I take this job? Somebody offers you a job that looks, you know, absolutely wonderful. Should I take it? I don't know. You have all kinds of questions that you need to answer for yourself. But if you ask God, he might send his spirit to you to guide you so that you can maybe ask the right questions, make the right choice, make a good decision. So when Jesus says to us, I want you to pray always, it's not that he expects us to be on our knees 24 hours a day. He knows we have obligations to family, to neighbors, to job, to education, to all kinds of things. We have all kinds of obligations. So he knows that we can't physically be kneeling in prayer all of this time asking for guidance. But we can kind of have this sense that before I make any decision of any consequence, that I ask my Lord, send your Spirit to guide me. If you do that, if we all do that, he will do that for us. He will guide us. We are still making the choice. We can choose to go the direction he kind of guides us to, or we can go against it. That's our choice. But if we pray to him, he will give us whatever we need to make a prudent decision. So when he says, I want you to pray always, not about the consequences that you can't do anything about. What's done is done. What are you planning to do? I can help you with that, but you've got to ask. That's what he means by praying always. That you consider his position, you consider his who he is as so extremely important in your life that you don't want to make any decisions of consequence without consulting him. And that's before the fact, not after. Before you decide to go out and get blasted and end up with a wife that you didn't expect. Not after. Although the prayer after has help to bring help you to deal with the consequences of what you stupidly did on your own without consulting our Lord. So if we pray before we make decisions, our choices, our consequences will probably be a lot more pleasing to us and to those who have to live with us.